Bradley has studied the health of over 8,000 Japanese-American men, analyzing the impact of immigration on life expectancy.
So you've got a, you know, a population of Japanese-Americans in Hawaii that evolved eating different foods in Japan, and then after a couple of generations on a typical Western diet, they're at higher risk, I think, for certain diseases like diabetes than are populations that grew up eating Western food.
The American lifestyle appears to be far more detrimental to people of Japanese descent than other Americans. Having evolved to thrive on a low-calorie diet to survive periods of famine, it seems their bodies are simply not suited to the abundance of food.
It's a case of they've got good genes, but they're in the wrong environment. So healthy aging is a gene-environment interaction. So there's many changes that have occurred across human populations that grew up in certain circumstances that affect modern-day populations.
It's a lesson that needs to be heeded, even in the places where people live longer than anywhere else on Earth.